Blog Talk Radio.
Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
Children and their children, may his favor be upon you.
keep us close to you. You are everything. Forgive us for our sins that we may have already committed today. God, we thank you for our forgiveness. Please forgive us. Thank you. Thank you for forgiving us.
His presence go before, behind, beside, all around you, within you. He is in me. He is in me. In the morning, in the evening, in your coming, in your going. Your rejoicing,
he is for you.
May the favor, may the favor
be upon you. Every Sunday, generation, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children. May your favor be upon you. Every Sunday, generation, and your family, and your children, and their children, and their children.
Absolutely amazing. And I that song, I mean, God, you are so amazing, and we're so grateful that you love us like this. It's so underestimated the way we treat, I shouldn't say all of us, because I don't know how people, but for an average people I know, and you know, some of us Christians, we treat God like, you know, the love of God, like, well, you know, that's cool. And then we keep doing us. And you know, the saying, when you know better, you should do better. And I think that what happens is a lot of times we will open our hearts to the concept excuse me, we will open our hearts to the concept that there's a God who loves us, and we're excited about that, but we don't move on it. And that's What God is trying to tell me to tell you, because I pray that whatever I'm feeling is not what I'm sharing, but what God is telling me. And I ask God to just talk to you guys through me, because today is not the day I normally do this show. But God, my spirit said that I have to. So this may be for someone specifically. And it may be for a lot of someone's. I don't know. All I know is that this is what we have to do. As Christians, we can't just do us. We have to listen to the Spirit of God and let Him control us. because he needs to do something. He needs to use us, or he wants to use us. And he's trying to see how faithful we are to what he has asked of us. So please don't just look at God as just this being that loves us and created us. And so now, you know, we're happy to know that we are loved and that we'll be saved. And we just keep on doing us and just keep on doing what we were doing to destroy ourselves. It's really important that we listen to what God needs from us, because he's going to redirect us, and he needs to use us the way that he needs to use us. And we have to listen. We have to obey. You know how when we're in school and the teacher says, no, sit down. Stop talking. Focus. I mean, God needs our attention the same way. Sit down. Stop talking and focus on what the Spirit is trying to tell you. What is God? Why do you think he has a Holy Spirit? Why is it created? It's there to redirect us, to guide us to him, and to do his will. And so it's so hard for me to grasp that sometimes, because I really want to do me. And sometimes just doing me is the most important thing in my life. And that's my focus. And I'm running after that. Instead of running after the Spirit of God and finding out if he's okay with me doing what I think I want to do. Is that something that he wants me to do as well? And most of the time it's not. I know that. So because most of the time it's not, we try not to look at God in those things. We try not to think about God in those things. We try to just do us. And we end up just doing us. And then we end up saying, oh, forgive me. I'm sorry when things go wrong. But I'm not here to put anybody down. That's not what it is. I'm here to encourage you to come together. There's so much hatred. There's so much hatred in the world, in our country, in our communities. And so we need each other. And I'm begging my brothers and sisters, wherever you may be, to love on each other, to be a blessing in the kingdom of God, to bless each other, to bless your children, to bless your children's children, to bless your neighbor's children, to be a blessing to your neighbor. That's what I'm asking, because we are in a spiritual warfare like no other. I mean, in my lifetime. Now, I know there's been so many crazy lifetimes, and people have experienced so many different things, different generations. But what I've seen, and this is heavy. I've never experienced this before in my lifetime. The turmoil, the hatred, people don't like each other because of the color of their skin. Well, I've been experiencing that for a long time, but I've gotten past that. And because I understand that people, you know, when you don't know better, you don't do better. And a lot of times people are trained a certain way. They train to hate, because if you look at videos of children that are of different races, when they're little kids, they are enjoying one another. They're playing. They're having a great time. But then as they get older, something or someone has taught them to hate. And so what I'm saying is that let's catch them right there and teach them how to love instead of hate now. Let's flip the script. You know, because love overtrumps hate. So if we could flip the script, we all come together and be a blessing to our children and our children's children by loving them. Loving them like Christ loved us. Giving them the tools to go out and be a blessing to their little friends. Teaching them kindness over anger and hatred, teaching them how to deal with things that are difficult sometimes for kids. Sometimes they get bullied. That's a hard one. So instead of telling your child to go back and punch him in the face, you know, they say something to you, you know, you hit him back, or, you know, sometimes we need to teach the child how to love them. Love them through that, because a lot of times when people are angry, or kids are angry, or anybody's angry, they're looking for someone to be angry with them. They want, it's like they're trying to pull you into their misery. Misery loves company, right? And so they're trying to pull you right in. And you got to teach that to your kids. Don't let them pull you in, baby. Don't let them pull you in. You love them. You love them like Christ loved you. And that will break them, because they cannot comprehend that. It is not where they are, and it's not where they want to be. But that hatred, it takes a lot of energy. Love takes no energy. You're just opening your heart. But to be angry, it takes so much energy. Once they start to feel the love of Christ coming at them from their constituents, they go, oh my goodness, why are you acting like that? I'm being mean to you and you being kind to me. That's not appropriate. That's not right. But that's how we should do it. Look what they did to Christ on the cross. And he still prayed for them. Lord, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I mean, he is like the ultimate love. The ultimate forgiveness. I mean, he just, his grace is like no other. And he's given that to us to share. He wants us to share and bless his children the same way. His brothers and sisters, his friends, people who love Christ, Christians. Whatever you want to call yourself, it doesn't matter. As long as you love Jesus and you know that he died on the cross for you and he is your Savior, that's all that matters. And so I want to just kind of maybe share this with you. Like, just think about this. This is something I heard, and I'm going to share it with you. Like, when a grizzly is after you, or you walk up on one in a park somewhere, you know, and you're walking up on a grizzly, the first thing that you should do, and I'm going to tell you three different things, just three things. The first thing that you should do is to get in a group. Get in a crowd of people. Surround yourself with others, right? Because then that makes you appear to be bigger than you actually are, which puts fear in the grizzly. Because when you're by yourself, you look vulnerable. And out there by yourself can be very dangerous. But when you have a group of people around you, Satan is crying, because he feels like he's the one that's vulnerable now, and he can't do what he wants to do. He starts to tremble. See, and the reason is because when you're weak and down, I will lift you up. And when I'm weak and down, you will lift me up. That's the group. That's what happens when you have each other. And I'm praying that you will find yourself a group of men and women, or women alone, or men alone, where you can come together and help to strengthen yourself. Like, I have a men's group called Iron Sharpened Iron, and we come together as men and we talk about men's issues and use the scripture to guide us and instruct us. And so that group concept is so important to fight off all these negative things that's coming at us, like the grizzly, because it wants you. The funny thing about a grizzly is it can't climb, but a black bear can climb a tree faster than you. You got to be careful. And a brown bear can't climb. strange. But a grizzly, but a black bear can. So just keep that in mind, okay? Make a lot of noise is number two. Make a lot of noise. And what that means is that we want to praise him. Praise him. Make a lot of noise. That scares the devil off. Bah, 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 bah. The bear don't want to be. It was like, whoa, what's going on? What's all that noise? I don't want that. I don't want to deal with that. What is going on here? What's happening? What? I don't want. And they take off and they run away. Right? Because it's just too much going on there. So I'm asking you to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You know, whenever you're feeling, you know, this pressure by the devil, turn your music on. God, if no one's around, praise God and enjoy him and enjoy the Spirit of God. Bring it into the room and just make a joyful noise. Call someone and share your story. Talk about God. Talk about how blessed you are. Don't let the devil take advantage of you, because an idle mind is the devil's playground. Don't let that happen, okay? Don't let it happen. Okay, and number three is what I was saying about the bear not being able to climb. The black bear, I kind of jumped the script. But it is a... it's important that you know how to move. You know where to go. You know how to get away from this beast that's coming at you. You know how to get in a group and be around people that who love on Christ and can bless you in the storm. You know, right? You know these things. You know how to make a joyful noise. You know how to get loud. And you know, climbing up in that tree, if it's a black bear, don't climb up in that tree. But if it's a grizzly, climb up in that tree. So you need to know what your enemies don't want to deal with, can't handle, and then you use those to protect yourself. And that's all I'm saying. Please find a way to protect yourself in the storm that you may be in your life right now, whatever it is. And utilize the gifts that are there in front of you. Find the information that you need to better your situation where you are. Ask God to supersede and bless you, bless your children, and bless your children's children. I just talked to my cousin today. She posted a picture, and I was like, whoa, that kid looks just like me when I was a little kid. I said, whoa, we are family. And then about 2 or 3 hours later, my cousin called me and said, yeah, that's my granddaughter who passed away. Oh, I didn't know. She goes, yeah, that's hers. She does look like you. That is your family. And you know, my cousin is hurting real bad because of that, because that was her baby. That was her baby's baby. And so she has to deal with the pain of losing her grandchild, but also the pain of her daughter losing her child. And it's just so sad and it's so painful. But everybody, we all have different situations that's going on in our lives that can cause us to go off track. You know, people get angry sometimes when things go wrong. And they start doing things that they shouldn't do, like drinking, smoking, drugs, cussing, yelling. I do that. I'm guilty of yelling. I got to stop that. I got to pray, God, fix me. You know? And it's like, it's just an escape from the pressure. It's like the pressure cooker is on, and then all of a sudden you know, or whatever it is that you do. We have to be careful. Because we can destroy, and people are watching us. People are watching us. They want to see us fail. Anyway, just, you know, trust in God. Please, let him know you love him back. He loves you. He loves you so much. So whatever you do, guys, remember that. Remember how much God loves you. And use that to your advantage, to be a blessing to the kingdom of God and a blessing to you and your family. Okay? Oh, man, God, you're so good. Father, we thank you so much for blessing us, and we ask that you just keep us and take care of us and show us what we need to know. Show us how to love one another. Show us how to love ourselves. Show us how to pay attention and not take advantage of the fact that you love us. Let us not be so naive and just think that, oh, so God loves us. That's good. But God, make us so excited about the love that you have for us, that we use the power of your holy name to bless this world. Teach us what to do. Take our hearts, Father. Please. Thank you. Thank you so much for loving us. We appreciate you. And thank you for having us to do this show today about you, talking about you. And to whoever needed to hear this, just know that that's how much he loves you. Take care. And God bless you guys. We'll play some more songs. Let's praise him together. Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Budge Jr.
Holiness, holiness, it's what you want for me. Oh, and I wanna say,
holiness, holiness,
it's
what I long for.
That's what I long.
Listen. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. Yeah. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, oh God. All the glory belongs to you.
All the glory belongs to you.
Oh God. All the glory belongs to you. Oh God.
All the glory belongs to you.
Oh God.
All the glory belongs to you.
Oh God. Yeah. Oh God. No.
All the glory
how we desire to give your name the highest praise today. So we say hi, yeah, hallelujah.
Glory belongs to you, oh God.
Y'all know it by now, come on, sing.
All the glory belongs.
All the glory belongs to you.
To you.
All the glory belongs to you, oh God.
Yeah.
All the glory belongs to you.
Oh God.
All the glory belongs to you.
Oh Lord, we bless your name and we give you glory. We lift your high. All the earth, because you're worthy of all of the praise today, yeah. And we say, yeah,
my mind to Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me. I see his wounds, his hands, his feet. My Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb, the ancient seal by heavy stone. Messiah's new and all alone. Oh,
God, you're so good. Amen. Well, we have about another 13 minutes left. And so I want to once again, as I did on my Thursday show, acknowledge Queen Elizabeth. And I just want to acknowledge her by playing the British National Anthem and God Save the Queen. So thank you for your service and rest in peace. You will be missed. And thank you again for blessing the world. Moment of peace.
You came
and changed my life.
Lord. To all our friends around the world, may God bless you and have a wonderful weekend. Be safe. And I'm going to leave you with a song I wrote. Good night. God bless.